This podcast presents a real, unscripted conversation I had with my best friend, Kristen. I recorded the conversation in her apartment. Kristen has a cat named Sigmund, nicknamed Siggy. Unfortunately, Sigmund was diagnosed with an incurable form of sinus cancer. My brother-in-law is a vet, and he said that there is no cure for this cancer. Neither surgery, nor drugs, nor chemotherapy can cure it. He said that most cats only live about 3 months once this particular kind of cancer is diagnosed. Kristen has a very close connection with Sigmund. She's had him for over 13 years, since he was a kitten. She was very upset about Sigmund's diagnosis. But she has decided not to give up. Since traditional medical science has no cure, Kristen has decided to try to treat Sigmund with natural herbs, supplements, and remedies. She researched cat sinus cancer on the internet and found a few suggestions for natural treatments. Here is Sigmund's standard treatment plan. Transfer factors. These are immune-boosting components taken from cow colostrum in the milk and chicken egg yolks. This supplement is supposed to boost the immune system. Flaxseed oil. Many natural vets recommended flaxseed oil as an overall health booster. Some claim that flax oil has anti-cancer and immune-boosting properties. Blessed thistle. This is an herb. It increases appetite and boosts general health. Kristen got a liquid tincture and adds it to Sigmund's water. Licorice root. This herb, also a liquid concentrate, thins mucus and thus helps Siggy breathe, since the tumor partially blocks his nose. Digestive enzymes. Cooking food destroys natural enzymes in it that aid digestion. So, Kristen gives Sigmund a digestive enzyme capsule after every meal. Fulvic minerals. This is a multi-mineral and trace mineral liquid supplement that Kristen adds to his water, which is supposed to boost his general health and immune system. Raw food. Kristen adds a bit of raw cat food, not cooked, bought at a pet store, to Sigmund's canned food. The raw food is supposed to contain a lot of healthy enzymes, vitamins, minerals, etc. Other supplements she sometimes uses. Q10. This is an antioxidant that boosts the immune system. Shiitake mushroom capsules. Shiitake mushrooms have anti-cancer properties. Cat's claw. This is an herb that boosts the immune system. Essiac. This is an herbal blend that is rumored to have immune-boosting and anti-cancer properties. Terramin clay. This clay is rich in minerals and is also supposed to have detox properties. It is added to the water. Kristen has been following the standard plan for about a month. It seems to have helped Sigmund. His general health seems good, and he seems generally happy and comfortable. The swelling around his eye and nose, caused by the tumor, has not increased. However, it has not decreased either. So, Kristen bought the additional supplements, Q10, shiitake, cat's claw, clay, and essiac. This Monday, she gave him all these new supplements on the same day. It was too much. Sigmund vomited, threw up, shortly after getting all these pills. So, when I went to Kristen's apartment, we discussed this problem and what to do about it. Here is the discussion.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, I think we've established a pretty good routine with his, the raw food, the blessed thistle in the water, the licorice stuff in the water, trans factors I think are pretty good, flaxseed oil is supposed to be really good, and what else does he give him every day?
The minerals.
Oh yeah, the minerals in his water. You got those in his water again?
Not right now, I have only the clay.
Ah.
That's why yesterday I gave him a syringe full of minerals, the blessed thistle, and the licorice root.
And he barfed. Yeah, I think those...
It wasn't just that, it was everything.
Yeah, I think the minerals are supposed to also be diluted in water, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
They usually are. That's the first time I've done that, because I hadn't given him any in a few days.
And he was drinking it all down fine before, right, when it was in his water?
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe go back to all that routine. And then just the other stuff is just kind of maybe a little extra supplement, you know? One extra thing a day, either the cat's claw or the mushrooms or the Q10. That's probably plenty.
After a few days.
Yeah, like maybe tomorrow just do the standard thing. I mean, when you're done with that, go ahead and put the minerals back in his water. And then, just do the basic stuff for tomorrow. And then maybe after that, you could test him with one thing, one of the pills, other pills, with food. Does he ever eat the catnip?
He has been.
Oh, really?
So all this time he's been throwing up in the past several days.
Yeah.
He's started eating it a little bit.
Does it get crazy?
No, I don't. I think he kind of just pulls it off and
chews at it,
but it doesn't really take it in, adjust it.
Hey, Mr. Sigmund, what you doing, boy?
Hello, boy.
Oh, he's going to eat some catnip.